And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio today, I have some folks from Friends of Sitka Circus Arts. They're here to talk about the upcoming performance of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That's going to be happening on December 10th and 11th, Saturday and Sunday. Welcome to Morning Edition. We're going to go through the line, introducing folks, starting with Marley Richards. Marley, welcome to Morning Edition. Hi.
Hi.
Marley, can you tell us how old you are?
I'm 9.
You're 9, and you're in the production of How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes.
What character do you play?
I play little Cindy Lou Who.
So that's the main character, in addition to the Grinch, right? That's pretty exciting. We're going to talk more about that in just a little bit. Zeke Blackwell is here. Zeke, what do you play?
I'm a Who down in Whoville.
You're a Who down in Whoville. And Tammy Parker Song, welcome to Morning Edition. You're helping organizing this event.
I am. Good morning.
All right. So How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Let's talk a bit about, you know, what the story is, just in case someone listening isn't familiar with it. Who would like to talk about the story? Oop. Here, Marley would like to introduce it.
So, the Grinch obviously doesn't like Christmas, so he tries to steal it from all the Whovilles. And apparently they don't need presents to make them happy. So they start singing, and then the Grinch, his heart grows bigger, 2 times the size of his normal heart. And he takes everything back. And I am the one who gives him a hug to make him happier than he already is.
Wow. So you sort of change the Grinch's outlook on life. Wow. That's a big role. What do you think about your role?
I like it.
Yeah. What do you like about it?
I like that I get to roll with lots of people. And I also like that I get to roll with the Grinch. Because I'm sleepy, so I think he's Santa.
Let's back up just a minute. So this is based on the Dr. Seuss story, right? How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Listeners might be familiar with the TV show, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. How is this different and how is this similar?
I think it's been adapted for the circus. So there's gymnastics and there's aerial silks and trapeze and lyra and some elements of dance as well. While it stays true to the original story, it kind of takes that fantasy world that Dr. Seuss invented and says, you know, how would this work if we could fly? You know, if we turn the silks into snowflakes and chimneys and we have dancing presents and trees that can move around. So it's really a visual feast as well as a faithful adaptation of the original story.
So Sitka Circus has been going on for, I think, maybe 3 years now.
Yeah.
The program has been, and it's just growing and growing from what I understand. And this is a different production than I'm familiar that you folks have put on before. I think this is maybe a new thing for you.
In terms of a Christmas show or
in terms of a Christmas show? You've done many performances. You put on many shows. This is something a little bit different.
Yeah, I think it's one of the first times that we've taken kind of a story that exists and adapted it. I would still call it an original work, kind of in line with the production we did last spring. There's a through line, there's a narrative that connects the whole story instead of being separate pieces like we've done at more recital type shows. It's just really fun, and it takes simple ideas and explores them. One of my favorite pieces is with the youngest kids, where you have these presents. They're dressed up as presents, and they're running around kind of taunting the Grinch, and he's trying to capture them, and it's really fun.
Tammy, how many parts are there? How many people are involved in this production? A lot.
Yeah, I don't know. 33 parts. Yes, I'm getting news from offstage left that, yeah, there are three. So there's a number of adults and quite a few kids. So it's the whole, it's everybody who comes mm-hmm. to Silks or to Sitka Cirque, and a number of people who come to the gymnastics classes as well. So it's a really lovely, like, collaborative effort with a whole bunch of different ages and skill levels. And, you know, that doesn't really matter. It's not, there's a lot of really impressive drops and rolls and gymnastics stuff. And there is also just a lot of fun. And it's the combination of that.
Well, there's a lot more happening too beyond just the performance itself. Let's talk a bit about when people should show up and what's involved.
So the show on Saturday starts at 7, but an hour beforehand, there's a bazaar with all kinds of things. There's contests of strength, cookie decorating stations. You can get your picture taken with the Grinch. So just a kind of fun for kids, fun for adults too. And that's it. So that's an hour before each show. So 5 o'clock on Sunday and 6 o'clock on Saturday.
So there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
It's not just the show this time. It's right. just, it's sort of an immersive mm-hmm. Experience. Yeah.
Okay. Marla, you've been involved in Silks since the beginning, right?
Yes.
Wow. So what do you enjoy about it?
I enjoy all the new moves that we learn every single day. And I also enjoy the Lyras and Silks.
When you first started, what did you think about this?
I thought it'd be really hard to do lots of the moves, but it turned out to be really easy.
Hmm. And so it feels like it's something that sort of comes naturally to you and you really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you anticipate doing this for many years to come?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you like? You talked a bit about that you get to roll with other characters in the performance of the Grinch. What does that mean?
I get to do lots of stunts with the other characters.
Hmm.
Like, I get to do moves with the Grinch. I get to do moves with Max the dog. I get to do moves with Whovilles. And I also like to do, I also get to do, so I have a beginning scene with the Grinch. And then after that, it's a little bit, and then I make him good. And then I do another play with the Grinch.
Ah, okay. So if there are kids out there thinking about whether or not they should come and see this performance, what would you tell them?
I think they should.
Yeah? Is it going to be a fun one?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And now, you know, there are a lot of kids involved in Silks. Do you think it's a bit easier for kids to get into this than adults?
I think it's physically much easier for kids. From what I can tell, just watching them, they do what is hard for us as adults without any effort. There's just a whole different thing going on with the physics of their bodies.
There's also a bit of fearlessness,
mm-hmm. yeah,
which is, you know, sometimes something that Franny and Charles have to watch out for. But they're willing to try things and climb up in the air and go upside down and spin around in ways that not all adults immediately are.
Yeah, it's a really good, it's amazing how big of a difference that makes, actually, fear versus fearlessness. Yeah.
So if someone's interested in learning more about Circus Arts, or if they would just like a really fun winter holiday event, then this is the thing for them.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, something that I try to emphasize when I'm talking about it is that this is fun for people who don't have kids. It's fun just for adults in the community. I don't have kids. I don't have a family. And if I was just coming, I think I would enjoy this just as much as somebody with kids. There will be a lot of, it's going to be fun for the family, but there's also these impressive, cool, you know, like Marley's talking about, rolls and drops and stunts that are just sort of jaw-dropping. Even if you're not interested in the story itself, which you will be, it'll be a blast, but you would just enjoy, like, whoa, it's crazy that that person is doing that thing that looks impossible, mm-hmm. but there they are doing it.
There's a beautiful, really stunning piece with the middle school gymnastics, the older gymnastics girls, and the high school Silks girls that's just really unbelievable, that the things that they're able to do, and you'd be sad if you missed it.
Okay, so let's talk again about when it's happening and where.
So it's happening Saturday, December 10th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m. And this is on 207 Smith Street in the Gravity Building. And you can buy tickets at Old Harbor or at the Gravity Building, or if you see one of us around town, we're carrying tickets on our person.
So can we show up at the door and get tickets?
You can. Our last shows were sold out, and so I would recommend getting tickets ahead of time. You can definitely, we are selling tickets at the door until we sell them out, but there's a very good chance we'll sell them out. So.
Okay, and if you want to do the other things that are available, you should show up about an hour earlier.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Great. Well, thanks, everyone, for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with folks from Friends of Sitka Cirque, Marley Richards, Zeke Blackwell, and Tammy Parker-Song.